T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's why I want to bring in Paul Violas, CBS law enforcement security analyst, also the host of Security Matters on CBS Radio. You know, Paul, it has come to this where we see these threats online, and now it seems like more family members and friends are actually speaking up saying, whoa, we've got a problem.
Right. And you know what? That's a really great sign, because what we do know statistically is that far more than half of active shooters consistently brag about what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, who they're going to do it to, before they do it. But yet the most alarming stat is we know for a fact that documented 54% of the people that heard about these shooters never did anything before. So
wow.
it's really good news, because, you know, the thing we've talked about here, especially with you guys, is that, look, it's going to take a while for us to really make a dent in this. The low-hanging fruit is identifying it when they're talking about it. So this
right.
is a great sign.
I remember anecdotally, I was driving home from work one night, Paul, and there was a guy in a truck, and he was driving against the wall. And I had to make a choice. I'll follow him and get him arrested or just go home. Well, my lazy you-know-what went home, and I regretted. I called the police, and he didn't kill anyone. But my point is, people do this with mass shooters, right? Ah, nothing will happen. Like that mother, Paul, she just didn't want to believe her boy could do that.
This is my 15-year-old. He's never done anything. Well, there's always
exactly.
a first time.
Exactly. And you know what, though, guys? And this is great, especially for us to talk about it right now. The best example that I could give is, you look at what happened in Dayton. And that shooter had told his ex-girlfriend what he wanted to do and how he was describing what he was going to do. And she didn't say anything about it. She's got to live with that now.
Mm.
But then you look at Florida. And that guy was texting his girlfriend saying what he was going to do and how he was going to do it. She called police. And you know what? That was averted. So that's a great example for us to look at.
So police have thwarted 6 mass shootings and white supremacist attacks since the shooting in El Paso, which we've obviously
right.
been covering a lot. What
right.
is it? What is it that has led to that number? Is that we're just in heightened awareness or what?
You know what I really believe is? I believe that it's the fact that our American community has finally realized that they can, in fact, do something about this themselves, and that their actions could prevent active shooters. And they're starting to see that, because it's true. They can. And we need to understand that the people that are perpetrating these acts of violence are starving for attention. They're shouting for attention. We talked about it. I mean, I remember when we covered the shooting in Pittsburgh. And then, you know, it wasn't too long ago where we had somebody in, what was it, Youngstown, Ohio,
right.
that was planning to go after another Jewish community, and he was bragging about it. We caught that guy. These things can be averted, and I believe the public is starting to realize that they play a much more critical role than they thought they did.
Right.
Hey, Paul, we talked about this, that there's, you know, the feds have always focused on terror overseas, Middle Eastern terror.
Right.
Are you hearing
right.
from your sources, because you know so many people, are they going to shift at all, or are they starting to shift?
Shift is in place, and I can tell you that. That's probably the most poignant question of all. The shift is in place. It's not what's
nice.
Going to happen. It's in place right now. And that you are going to see, I know I'm talking about it a lot as I'm going around to different parts of the country, you're going to see a quantum shift with respect to the amount of efforts that are going to be put forth with regards to domestic-based terrorism, because we have got, and I know a lot of people don't want to use this word, and I'm going to use it, we have got an epidemic in this country.
Mm.
And we can actually do something about it. You're going to see more law enforcement efforts focused in that direction. And God willing, you're going to see more parents, more people, more friends getting involved preemptively, because now they can see their involvement is saving lives.
I think 95% of us have a phone, have a smartphone. I mean, I don't think it's that high, but it's something outlandish. We all are connected to technology in some capacity. What are we looking for? What do we see
nice.
To say something? To whom do we say it?
Great question. The best answer that I tell folks all the time is there's nothing more valid and reliable than your gut. When you read something, if it doesn't feel right, you know it doesn't feel right. If you see something that just doesn't look right, then it's the time to report it. Don't think that it's not significant, because police are in a posture right now across the United States, state, federal, local, that they're going to respond to everything that comes across their desk. So if it does not feel right, if it doesn't look right, then report it. The other part about that, and I'll be real quick with this, is that police have a fine line to walk as it relates to hate speech. What's constitutionally protected and what's not? A lot of our listeners don't know where that line is. That line is what's actionable. So when something's being discussed that appears to be actionable or being in the planning stage or being discussed to plan, that's when you want to report it.
Got it.
What's more powerful weapon, would you say, social media and the radicalization of these white nationalists on the internet or the actual weapons themselves that are out there? What would you say?
Social media, without a question.
Yep.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. This is why, and you know, we've talked about this before together, this is why ISIS specifically chose social media and the internet to recruit and train and plan, because they know that in the United States, we're not going to preemptively police that side. So it's free reign for them. That's why that's so important.
It is just, it's frightening on every front. And these clusters that we see, it's to be predicted, yes?
It is 100%. You know, that's why the biggest thing that I talk about is it's all about foreseeability. And so much of this is foreseeable. But it's going to come down to one question. And here's the biggest question. Are we, as a country, willing to sacrifice a little bit of privacy as it relates to certain communications online?
I am.
To have police preemptively control it,
yep.
Or are we not? That's going to be the question.
Hey, Paul, where can folks catch your show, Security Matters? Where can they catch it?
Thank you for asking. It's everywhere. You can go, cbsaudio.com. Mm-hmm. It's all over every podcast channel. It's also a daily radio segment all over the country, which I hope you guys pick it up there in Pittsburgh, because it's turning out great.
Well, you're dynamite. Yeah,
you're fantastic,
totally,
man.
Dynamite. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Paul.
Always a pleasure. Would never miss the opportunity to join you guys, that's for sure.
Mm.
Well, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.